Agua Chica to take a stand against the war. He called together leaders in the town, doctors, teachers, business people, and my father as well, to discuss the situation. They decided to hold a peace referendum. A referendum is when people are asked to vote on a particular question. Our referendum asked, "Do you reject violence and agree to convert Agua Chica into a model municipality for peace?" That was the dream Rincón had, that Agua Chica would set an example for Colombia and show how a town that had been so violent could become peaceful.
Okay, in 1994, about 4 years after the violence started, Agua Chica elected a new mayor. Armed groups sent him death threats, but he refused to be intimidated. I wasn't sure what intimidated meant, but I figured it out when I read the rest of the sentence. Instead of being intimidated, the mayor announced that it was time for Agua Chica to take a stand against the war. If taking a stand is the opposite of being intimidated, then to be intimidated must mean to be scared off or frightened into backing down. So this mayor refused to let the death threats scare him. Instead, he decided to work toward making Agua Chica a model municipality for peace. I know that Agua Chica is a town, so municipality must be another word for town or city. The mayor hoped that the people of Agua Chica would stand up for peace and become an example to other towns. But can you really vote for peace? Let's find out. Head to the middle of page 15 and start with, "The referendum was advertised on radio and television."
The referendum was advertised on radio and television, in the newspapers, and through public meetings and demonstrations. My father organized horseback rides for peace. More than 40 of us, dressed in white, rode in processions through surrounding villages and Agua Chica town. We were followed by the papayera, who played folk music on wind instruments and drums, and by people carrying banners proclaiming Agua Chica to be a model municipality of peace. The whole atmosphere of Agua Chica seemed to change, and it certainly became less violent. More often I slept through the night without being woken by gunfire.